The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast. Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, just begin with a little story this morning. It was a little Peanuts cartoon. And in the cartoon, Lucy said to Charlie Brown, Why did God put us here on this earth? And Charlie Brown replied, Well, God put us here in this world to make other people happy. And Lucy wasn't very happy with this answer, and she said, Well, I don't think I make anybody happy, and nobody helps me to be happy. And then she shouted out, Somebody is not doing their job. Who was the somebody? And who was the somebody? It was Lucy. So welcome to the banquet of life. So the question for us this morning, are you enjoying life? You might say to me, have you got any more stupid questions to ask? Are you enjoying life? I mean, how can we enjoy life in the middle of a pandemic? Well, did you listen to the readings this morning? Listen again, because sometimes we don't listen. We hear, but we don't listen. Just go back to St. Paul for a moment. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know how to live in abundance. In every circumstance, in all things, I've learned the secret of life, of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and living in need. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. So, another question, because I'd like I like answering. I like asking questions when I think I know the answer, if that makes sense. I don't profess to know everything, but I try to answer some questions. And if I don't know, I just say, I don't know. So the answer is to forget now, I went off on a tangent. But anyhow, are you enjoying life at the moment? How do you approach life? And did you notice in the Bible, in the scriptures, in the New Testament, Jesus speaks about life 15 times, about eternal life is here and now and hereafter. Doesn't just begin hereafter. He speaks about life as a banquet, as a wedding feast, as a party, something to be enjoyed. And all we concentrate on is Matthew 25, where there's a little thing about the last judgment. And we get all worked up about that, and we forget about the banquet of life. And God, it is a banquet. Life is a banquet. So let's go back again to the first reading, which fits in very nice with the gospel this morning. What does the first reading say? Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all people a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure choice wines for all peoples. On this mountain he will destroy the veil, the veils of who? All peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, not just a few, but all. And Jesus came, and everything he said was totally inclusive. And so, who ends up at the feast this morning? Good and bad alike. All good and bad alike. And I think, and I have done it too, I think we very much forget that. Now, this gospel this morning, and the first reading, and the readings you've been listening to, hopefully listen, fits in beautifully with this month. Because this month, the month of October, is Respect for Life month. Now, you got to think about that. And I've got to ask myself, do I have a true respect for life? We very often in our prayers of intercession, we pray for all life, from the moment of conception, conception to the very end of life. So there's no part of life we don't care for. From the moment of conception, that's very important. That means we don't agree with abortion. From the moment of conception to the end of life. That's the gospel. But do you believe in that? Ask yourself, is that my attitude to life? Okay, you might say, well, yes, I do, because I'm totally against abortion. Well, that's very good and rightly so. But what about the death penalty? What about, do you care for people at the borders? Do you care for refugees? Do you care for people fleeing from violence and terror and war? What is your attitude towards those? Or do you think we should be building walls and keeping these people away? Do you agree with health provision for all people, not just some, not just for some who can afford it, but for all people? Or do you support people who are willing to take away that, take away whatever insurance they have at the moment? Why should I be entitled to care and attention if I'm ill or sick and somebody out there is not provided for? Do you go along with that? Yes or no? There's no in between. Well, maybe. No. There is no maybe. You either do or you don't. And when it comes to church, look at us as a church. Go back a bit. There are many parishes today where many people feel not welcome. Not welcome because they're in a second marriage or in a second or third relationship, because they're gay or lesbian, or because they're something else, and they don't feel welcome. I hope that never happens here. I hope that never happens here. And it's not unusual to find churches and parishes where certain people are refused the sacraments. Can you imagine that? Refused Holy Communion. What right have I to judge anyone? Who am I to judge, as Pope Francis says? Thank God, in my 56, going on 57 years as a priest, I've never once refused anybody the sacraments. And I hope I never will. I never will. There are people, many, many, and maybe you're one of them, that you had a child out of wedlock. And you went along to a church or a parish to have your little baby, your little child baptized. And instead of saying, yes, I'd be happy to do so, the first question the priest asks you, are you married? And you say no. And the priest says, I can't baptize your child. Where is the respect for life? Where? So, you know, we got to seriously look at ourselves and look into our hearts. And now more than ever, at this time in this country, these are the things that matter. These are the things that really matter when we go to the polling booth. These are the things that matter whether we go there or don't, or at all times, not just now, but at all times. And so, maybe for many of us, that means a major, major change in our attitude. A major change. Or we'll end up like the guest who came to the wedding feast and had no wedding garment. They are the people who pay lip service, just lip service, but then hear and don't hear. Just pay lip service. Well, maybe it's time that we stopped paying lip service and really, really look into our hearts and souls. That's what when we meet God, that's what we're going to be asked. Did you care for one another? You're not going to be asked, did you ever tell a lie, or did you ever get angry? No. Did you care for one another? Did you care for all people at all times, no matter where they came from or who they are. Were you in your life totally inclusive? And I don't think, and I refer to myself too, that very often we don't do that. And most certainly, we haven't done it in the past in our churches. I hope we'll change in the future.